Good morning, it's Monday, November 29th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with a familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect more showers on Monday morning, but they will taper off in the afternoon. Highs are forecast for the mid-50s. Lows will fall to around 50. We could see a break in the rain later in the week. A shooting Friday at the Tacoma Mall caused chaos and panic for Black Friday shoppers, and the shooter remains at large. The shooting apparently followed a dispute between at least two people near the food court just after 7 o'clock. The mall was immediately locked down as shoppers and employees sheltered behind closed doors and in-store rooms. The male victim was tended to by police officers who were working at the mall off-duty and heard the shots. The victim was transported to a local hospital in serious but stable condition. Police have not provided a description of the suspect. After passing a 0.1% behavioral health tax following years of debate, Pierce County Council has its first plan for spending the money. In its biennial budget approved Tuesday night, Pierce County rolled out its two-year spending plan for the new behavioral health sales tax collections. The penny tax on every $10 is estimated to collect around $14 million a year for the county. Most of the funds will head to mental health and behavioral health providers through contracts for programs, according to the budget. This two-year proposal allocates a total of $28 million. More than $20 million is for programs to expand existing wellness, prevention and early intervention programs. It will fund new approaches to wellness and prevention that include interventions at earlier ages, and it will support at-risk parents and those caring for children with complex behavioral and developmental needs. More than $2 million will be spent on school and youth-focused programs. The rest will be used to increase staffing to support the programs. The decomposing body of a woman who'd suffered a broken jaw and stab wound to her face was found on Tacoma's east side earlier this month, her family and friends say. By the time it was found, Brown's remains had been decomposing for 4 to 6 weeks, Brown's mother told the News Tribune. Brown is survived by two children, ages 3 and 9. Her body was found November 13 behind a Tacoma Fire Department station near the intersection of East McKinley Avenue and East 38th Street. Tacoma Police Department confirmed it is investigating Brown's death, but a representative for the department could not confirm if police are investigating it as a homicide. Clover Park High School announced this week it's in the process of changing its mascot to comply with a new state law prohibiting the inappropriate use of Native American names, symbols and imagery in public school names, mascots, logos or team names. Clover Park High School, located in Lakewood, is currently home of the Warriors. Starting in early December, Clover Park families, alumni and the public can share input on the top mascot names the school is considering through an online survey. So far, a number of schools across the state have changed their mascots to comply with the law. Most recently, Bethel High School in Spanaway changed its mascot from the Bethel Braves to the Bethel Bison. Police are investigating after a two-year-old boy was struck and killed by a vehicle Thursday in the parking lot of a Tacoma apartment complex on East 56th Street. Tacoma Police Department spokesperson Gary Wurgis said a vehicle was driving through the parking lot when the boy ran between two cars and was hit by the vehicle. The child was transported to the hospital with serious injuries and later died. The driver showed no signs of impairment from alcohol or drugs. No one has been arrested. A 67-year-old woman was killed early Thursday when a suspected drunken driver hit the car she was riding in on Interstate 5 in Tacoma, according to the Washington State Patrol. A Jeep Wrangler hit the back of a Lexus sedan as both vehicles traveled south and fled the scene. A 67-year-old Lakewood woman in the back seat of the Lexus was pronounced dead at the scene. She has not yet been publicly identified. Two people in the front seat suffered only minor injuries. About a mile and a half south of the scene, troopers found the involved Jeep Wrangler abandoned on the side of I-5 near Pacific Avenue. They eventually tracked down the driver, a 25-year-old woman who was believed to be impaired at the time of crash. She was booked into Pierce County Jail on suspicion of vehicular homicide. The Pierce County Council approved a budget with some of the largest allocations earmarked for affordable housing development and homelessness programs ever, totaling more than $253 million in investments. The council passed its $2.97 billion budget on Tuesday night with plans to triple homeless shelter space and build hundreds of more affordable housing units. The county estimates housing need in the past decade has surpassed development. Pierce County median home sales prices have increased 108%, and rental rates have increased 78%, outpacing the 10% increases in median household income. Most of the 2021-2022 budget dollars for housing, about $172 million, come from the county's coffers and grants, but some of the county's federal American Rescue Plan Act dollars will be allocated to secure permanent housing. In previous years, the county spent less than 1% of its annual budget on affordable housing. Your friends and neighbors, people across our communities, are seeking complete and accurate information as they navigate the news, their lives and the changes around us. And information is more complex than ever. That's why we at the News Tribune are launching a new fall fundraising campaign to ensure continued coverage of critical local news. We are asking for your support of our important Indigenous Affairs coverage in partnership with Report for America. Your tax-deductible donation can help make it happen. We're stronger when the voices of all members of our community are part of the conversation. And telling the stories of Indigenous communities makes our coverage more inclusive and vibrant. Contribute at thenewstribune.com/donate.